President Trump this week spoke with Chinese leader Xi Jinping, and the Chinese government said Xi outlined what it called China's principal position on Taiwan. The self-governing democracy of 23 million residents has never been part of communist China, but Beijing considers it a breakaway province. Nick Schifrin recently sat down with Taiwan's deputy foreign minister at the Halifax International Security Forum to talk about the relationship with the U.S. and why Taiwan is so focused on the fate of Ukraine.
Ukraine is fighting what it considers an existential battle on the front line and in Geneva conference rooms. And even those half a world away are watching, for they too face a much larger neighbor challenging their sovereignty.
We don't want to have the aggressor have them their way. So we have to work together to support this whole cause. I think very important for us.
Chen Mingqi is Taiwan's deputy foreign minister. We spoke this weekend at the Halifax International Security Forum, just as the U.S. pushed Kyiv to agree to a U.S.-drafted peace plan.
That plan have global implications. We are watching that closely. You know, in Taiwan, I think the most important thing is to, strengthen our defense capability so that, you know, work with our ally, work with our like-minded partner, so as to provide a better deterrence. You know, it's better to deter any aggressor beforehand rather than in the middle of the prolonged war.
President Trump has said repeatedly that Xi Jinping has promised not to invade Taiwan during Trump's term. Has the U.S. ever communicated that to Taipei formally?
We don't make any speculation on that. We don't base our defense concept on any empty promise.
China's People's Liberation Army has launched one of the fastest military modernizations in world history. The U.S. says the buildup is custom designed to prevent U.S. forces to come to Taiwan's rescue, as demonstrated in these propaganda videos, and to be able to invade Taiwan by 2027.
We have to face, two situations. One is a D-Day situation, the other one is a day-to-day situation.
Invasion or pressure?
Yes. So we have to deal with both. If we fail to meet the challenge from the air, on the water, our people will lose confidence in the our own defense. But we have to invest, and we have to strengthen that part.
For Taiwan, U.S. weapons have long been essential. Last week, the Trump administration approved the first weapon sale of this term, $700 million of the same air defense system that protects Washington. And the week before, the U.S. approved $330 million worth of aircraft parts. But the Trump administration has so far chosen to sell Taiwan's military new weapons and parts rather than draw down from U.S. stocks to deliver them faster. It also recently downgraded U.S.-Taiwan defense talks. And this year, President Lai Ching-te did not transit the U.S. as his predecessor did during the first year of the first Trump administration.
Do you fear that President Trump is sacrificing support for Taiwan in order to hold out for a deal with Beijing?
Not at all. We are very solid about our bilateral relationship in terms of security. Of course, trade-wise, that's another issue. You know, your president is a top negotiator, and ours is also have to protect our own interests.
The U.S. is threatening to tariff Taiwanese-built semiconductors, the world's most advanced. And right now, U.S. tariffs on Taiwan's exports are still 20%. That's a threat to Taiwan's economy. Just as the U.S. demands Taiwan spend more on defense than Taiwan says it's capable of. But Taiwan recently got a big boost from Japan's new prime minister, Sane Takaichi, who earlier this month said a Chinese assault on Taiwan would lead to a Japanese response.
If China were to deploy battleships and involve the use of force, I believe this could be deemed a situation threatening Japan's survival.
China's consul general in Osaka, Japan, posted on X, quote, "We have no choice but to cut off that dirty neck that has lunged at us." It was later deleted. But China's foreign minister said Takaichi had crossed a red line. And on yesterday's call between Xi Jinping and President Trump, she outlined China's, quote, "principled position on Taiwan." It was the first time a Chinese leader framed Taiwan for the U.S. in the context of World War II, with a reference to Japan.
Why do you think Beijing has reacted so strongly to what she said.
China is overreact to the whole situation. Their aggressive behavior, not only in the Taiwan Strait, in the East China Sea, in the South China Sea. So China is a party to be blamed. I think it's, you know, they are good at twisting the reality. So it's them who so provoke.
President Lai Ching-te recently almost trolled Beijing. He was eating Japanese sushi after China stopped Japanese fish imports.
Yes.
Bottom line, though, how important would Japan be if China were to invade or blockade Taiwan?
Well, very important. I think any country, any democracy support matter to Taiwan's defense. See what happened in Ukraine. We learned a lesson that we have to work together with our like-minded partner for that. Never believe in the CCP's propaganda. They just cannot peacefully coexist with democracies. This is about a competition between democracy and authoritarianism.
And in that competition, Taiwan wants a fellow democracy, also seemingly outmatched by its neighbor, to win. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin.